Our guest analyst this afternoon, Terry Fitchner with RML Trading. Terry, kind of a rebound consolidating technical type trade here for the corn and the soybean market today.
Yeah, we should see choppy trade, I think, going forward into the 28th as we get the acreage report. Market is in kind of a discovery period now as to what kind of acreage actually got planted, what kind of acreage got prevented planted. And then we also are going to have to figure out what our yield is going to be going forward. So there's a lot of ifs here, and I think the market's probably pretty supported at the lows it made last night. We're working higher today, so we'll see what happens.
Minneapolis wheat was the one that seemed to struggle here today. Is that mostly just weather?
Yeah, I think that and the wheat crop up here has got to be rated pretty good. It looks great. So we're looking at, and there's rain in the forecast, so rain makes grain.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
I'm guessing.
Livestock side of things, kind of a tough day there again.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in, and the exports were kind of poor in pork and beef, and China's freezers came out yesterday that their cold storage freezers are full. So they don't really have a lot of room to take meat at the moment, and as we get this higher corn price, it pressures the feeder cattle and the cattle, and because it's higher feed costs for them as we go forward.
What's the thing, too? The African swine fever issue in China is such a big unknown. You can speculate all you want to, but if their freezers are full, that's saying they've still got plenty.
They got plenty. They've been bringing it in from other countries, and they've been buying little bits and pieces from us. Absolutely absent in this last week. I guess Mexico was in, but we didn't see anything from China. So the market just kind of fell late in the day as we rallied the corn market.
Right. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, we got the Fed announcement yesterday and looking at maybe a rate cut. Caused the dollar to slam down today, and stock market's up pretty strong. Crude oil's up $3 maybe or so. A lot of volatility today in the marketplace. Now we'll see tomorrow's Friday, and I don't know if they'll even up these positions a little bit or not, but I think the grain market's going to see choppy trade going forward. We got that acreage report Friday, the 28th, and that isn't going to be even true numbers, I guess, to speak of, because FSA data doesn't come out till the end of July.
Yep, right.
So plus, we got a lot of unknowns that we're going to have to just work our way through.
Terry Fitchner at RML Trading.